Here we are at the last stop of our tour together, the Sant' Antonio in Polesina Monastery. This monastic complex is quite old. In fact, it dates back to before the year 1000. It was built on what at the time was an island in a large riverbed in the main branch of the Po River. The word Polesina in Italian stands to that effect. The first inhabitants were hermits from the Order of St. Augustine, and then, in the middle of the 1200s, the monastery was turned over to the Este family, and became the center of a Benedictine nun community, which gathered around the mystic persona of Beatrice d'Este, daughter of Aso Novello d'Este. Over time, the monastery gained more and more prestige, and although it suffered heavy damage in the 18th century at the hands of the French army, it is now a famous spiritual center run by Benedictine nuns. Have you already gone through the gates to the monastery's garden? I guess you've probably noticed by now that this is a sacred place, completely isolated from the rest of the world, dedicated to meditation and prayer. Even though the monastery hasn't been on an island surrounded by water for centuries, and has by now been completely consumed by the city and its walls, this site continues to possess a detached character, one of solitary peace which invites you to do some deep soul searching. What do you think about this garden that welcomes its visitors, huh? It is very simple, perhaps a bit naive with its timid roses and classic hedges, but once upon a time, as history has it, there was a huge cherry tree, enormously big, extremely old, and in the springtime blossomed like no other. The branches covered almost all of the visible sky from inside the walls of the garden, and overflowed with pink flowers, sometimes double and triple petals, almost too beefy in their abundance, but at the same time innocent and subdued thanks to the sweet tone of the pink. And every spring, when the sun started to really heat up the brick walls, it was a sign to the Ferrarese people to pay homage to the monastery, just to see the extraordinary sight of the cherry tree in bloom. So much, in fact, that on holidays and Sundays, the little courtyard would be packed full of people, bicycles, and children playing. Today, in this female monastery, you can visit two churches, one which is external and is for public use, and one internal which is reserved for the nuns. In the first, there are some very interesting frescoes from the 17th century, and in the second, along with the exquisite antique furniture, there are some wonderful frescoes in the style of Giotto, dedicated to the stories from Jesus' childhood, the life of the Virgin Mary, and stories of the Passion, all done between the end of the 13th and the middle of the 14th centuries. In the internal cloister rests the tombstone for the Blessed Beatrice, which is an object of veneration. It has become a legend because in some parts of the year, the stone seems to ooze drops of pure water and emit a mysterious smell. As the legend has it, the tombstone can provide solace and comfort to those who are lonely or have lost love. If you are fortunate enough, you can catch a mass sung by the nuns. For certain religious holidays throughout the year, the nuns accompany the celebration of the morning mass with their songs. It is an extremely deep experience, even for someone who might not be particularly religious. The atmosphere of the church, the chanted melodies of the female voices, the scent of the incense burning, at times there can really be a feeling of the divine. Unfortunately, this is the end of my tour. I'd like to thank you for having chosen me as your guide in exploring the oldest parts of the city. It is my honor to have led you through the medieval streets of Ferrara, and helped you discover a side of the city that often remains in the dark. No pun intended, of course. Ferrara is a Renaissance city, but going back to rediscover its origins can only help you in understanding how splendid the Ferrara Renaissance was. Now, the only thing I have left to do is wish you a good rest of your stay in Ferrara, and as the Italians say, arrivederci. We'll be right back.